Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Give us a call if people always come up to you and say, oh my goodness, you look like Whipper. Well, maybe not Whipper. And you're not happy about it.
And it's Guy Grossi.
Okay. No. Well, that was on the email last night as a bit of a bloody laugh, wasn't it?
Well, you get Mick Malloy, don't you?
I do.
You get Guy Grossi quite a bit.
Who else do you look like?
You gave me Danny DeVito, which
no,
I didn't understand.
That artist, that musician from Pakistan, Tommy, what was his name
again?
Rahat.
Yes. Big name celebrity. You look like Sally from Home and Away.
Oh, fancy that. I do get a bit of that.
You look a bit like Molly, who works here.
You say that there's a lady who works in this building.
Yep.
That we're twins.
Almost identical.
We are not identical. And please don't. Poor Molly.
Yes.
Molly doesn't want to look like me. That's been my line over the years when people have come up to me and said, or they've sent me a photo and said, Mum's always said that I've looked like you. And I have a bit of a laugh. I go, oh, sorry about that. You know, you probably want to look like Heidi Klum or something, but you ended up looking like Kate Ritchie.
Oh. People say I look like Ollie, who works on the show. I get that a lot.
You don't look like
Ollie's about 23.
You don't look anything like Ollie. We have to talk about this because in another edition of what is coming out of Rebel Wilson's new book. We're not going to have to buy it.
No, I've heard all the stories.
We've heard all the stories. This story is, she is claiming, and there's a section in the book where she says that Adele, the singer, hates her because people used to confuse them for one another. So she thinks that Adele really doesn't like her and has avoided her over the years because people would go up to Adele and say, oh, my goodness, you look like Rebel Wilson.
Well, is she talking for Adele here?
Yes,
does she know this is a fact?
Well, she's never spoken to Adele, but the quote is...
Adele is beautiful.
Yeah. She's always been beautiful. And that voice, I mean, you can't really compare it to anything, can you? In answer to your question, Fitz, Rebel has said or has claimed that the Chasing Pavements singer wanted nothing to do with her and would quickly turn away when Rebel would try to approach her for a chat. It was as if my fatness might rub off on her if I were near her for more than 30 seconds. That she didn't like being compared to Fat Amy, Rebel wrote, referring to her character in Pitch Perfect.
Okay. Can I tell you something?
That's straight out of the book.
Fat people.
What are you doing?
No. Overweight people are so focused on their weight that they sometimes confuse interest in the person to interest in their weight. Did that make any sense?
It did, but I think that
their mind is so dominated by their weight that they can't see past anything else.
But I don't think that's just about weight, though. I think that's if you have any kind of insecurity, it could be your nose, it could be your shoes, it could be your teeth or something. So if you're so focused on something, you think that everybody that walks into the room is thinking, because you're thinking, they're like, oh, look at those rotten teeth.
Mm, my guns. Yeah, it is. It's people. No, look, you can't speak for her. This is her memoir. This is very personal. 13, 24, 10. Are you a doppelganger? Do people come up to you all the time and say that you look like a celebrity? Mm-hmm. And are you getting upset with it?
Yeah.
I've had many. There's a Portuguese soccer player. There was that Jono guy that was on MAFS. Yeah. Remember him? There was also that guy that was up for attempted murder.
Oh,
remember
him? You looked like.
Yeah, the ice
addict. Yeah. He was on the run. I had to go into hiding for about 3 weeks, Kate, before things settled down a little bit.
You do get Peter Garrett a lot.
Peter Garrett? I'm happy with that one,
you
for sure.
It's so lazy. Because he's tall and bald.
He looks like Peter Garrett.
He doesn't look like Peter Garrett.
I'll take that.
Well,
for
you don't have the skills of Peter Garrett. You just look like him.
Yeah, I'll take it.
If you go,
I've been hanging out with Rob Hurst for years. touring.
If you get on air, you're in the running. First class in 50Ks. There are a doppelganger you're not happy about. Who do you get told you look like? Give us a call.
Leonie in Cambridge Park.
Oh, Kate Sobrano for the last 10 years.
Mate, Kate Sobrano, Leonie, is very attractive.
I know. I don't think I look anything like her. I wish I did.
Can you sing, Leonie?
I am, yes.
No, do you sing, Leonie? Can you sing yourself?
Nowhere near as beautifully as she does.
Well, I would take full advantage of that. Can you maybe get into restaurants, Leonie, or get into a nightclub?
Can't get into the Qantas Club.
Leonie,
I think I need to give that a shot.
When I was younger, I had pictures of Kate Sobrano all over my bedroom
wall. Did you pash me, pash me, pash me?
Yeah, pash me, pash me. And Leonie, if only I'd had a couple of photos of you, I would have put them above my bed as well.
Love.
Never too late, though, Leonie. Send them through.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Young boys were her weakness, that's for sure.
And Leonie's, I believe.
Are we trying to get Caroline up, or
Caroline's
is she gone?
Missing. She's too embarrassed by who she looks like.
Aww.
Tom, who do you look like besides Julie Goodwin?
Jeffrey Rush.
Yeah, Jeffrey Rush, Julie Goodwin, and comedian Judith Lucy.
Judith Lucy.
Judith Lucy.
Do you know what?
That's Kate, a compliment. She's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Very funny.
On behalf of her, thank you.
Kate, we went away on a boys' weekend, right? And we were at a hotel.
Oh, that's cool.
It was pretty tough. So there was about eight of us.
Wow.
We walked in. Walked
you're
in.
So cool.
Hey, all the lads. Hey, fellas, get over here. Have an Aperol spritz. The lads, we wandered into this restaurant. Now, it was a hotel, and I said to the girl at reception, hey, who do you think that he looks like?
Expecting
who?
That you'd say, like, the Russell Brand thing or something.
And
you know,
I pointed at Tom, and she said, I don't think I can say. And I said, no, you should. Just say it. Who do you think he looks like? She went, Judith Lucy?
Did she really?
Hey, Jay, in the old social media department, can you get a photo of Tom and Judith Lucy side by side?
You don't have to yell. You don't have to yell.
Jay,
he can hear you on the mic.
I love Judith Lucy.
Thank She's so good.
I used to do a really good Judith Lucy impersonation in my early 20s,
how
but
did
I'm
it go?
Not. I can't. I
you
have
can't
to warm
say
up.
That.
I have
well,
to
Tom,
warm up.
Do you want to do it just after the news?
No.
Can we?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right after the news, I'll do my favourite Judith Lucy impersonation. But I won't.
Well, I'm not getting out of my car.
Out of the car.
I'm not getting out of my car for that one.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.